Restoring My Soul, Monday the 2nd of March, Faith for Reformation. It behoves a courting couple to seek for reflection and counsel from godly fatherhood as they embark upon a courtship and endeavour to establish their marriage covenant in the image intended by God. This counsel is not merely sound advice for the promotion of a happy, gratifying marriage. It should minister faith to the couple by which they can believe for marriage according to God's covenant purpose. By the faith received as they hear the word of Christ's messengers, each individual is able to present themselves to God the Father. They do this, believing to receive seven spirits from the Father as a specific remnant of His Spirit. By this remnant of the Father's Spirit, each person can be strengthened with might in their inner man. Strengthened in this manner, their identity is being fundamentally redefined in relation to the other. The man is being made to be the head of the woman. The woman is being made a helper comparable to him as one who proceeds from him. By this means, they are being made one by the Father, having each received a remnant of His Spirit for this purpose. The word of counsel that is offered to a courting couple is also the word that ministers grace through which a Christian couple's marriage can be reformed. In this regard, the matters that are fundamental to establishing a Christian marriage covenant in the season of bonding are the same issues that a married couple would need to consider if they desire to be established as a worthy first fruits house. We can liken the word of the Father that is received by a courting couple to a first-time initiative towards them. As it did for Joseph, this word tries them as they continue by faith to apply themselves to the word as a married couple. This is the second-time implication of the word through which they are able to bring forth good fruit for the Father. The references used in today's devotions are John chapter 14 verse 6, Ephesians chapter 3 verse 16, 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 12, Malachi chapter 2 verse 15, and Psalm 105 verse 19. For further study, Malachi chapter 2.